So let's get started with our prayers. We'll start with the seven limb prayer on the back of the bay sheet and the white prayer book, and then we'll do the short mandala offering, and then the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. And we'll do the 21 Taras, praise it to the 21 Taras. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence. Enter in the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. This ground, anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this is a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratamandalakam Niryatayami. And down, turn to the green sheets, and we'll do the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter town, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddha to the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, eyes igniting instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Woods Turban Lotus, homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with right blazes splendid as 1,000 star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action, triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worship by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma. By the host of spirits, corpses, there's Gandhava's Yakshas. Homage with the Tra-Mpe sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She was founding lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the harder fingers, adorn her with Rijo Mudra. White ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Mirtha laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon all its guardians assembly. Nikki frowning with the homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned crescent, moon on ornaments shining. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath blaze like, eon dinning fire abiding. Rise up, let that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with, her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage at the virtuous peaceful, she who filled his peace nirvana. She endows them in soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes bodies asunder, freezeth home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage to every received letter, of the shape of syllable, wife of Samson takes the three rows, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of the lake form, with white spoken Tara Mpe, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored on our joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and foam, with Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, power by the set of three natures, just as so the spirit Yaksha, and raise corpus supreme to ray. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will innate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Now turn to the front of the first bay sheet. And we'll read the two points 3 and 4, the 7-point mind training. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas. Through the practice of the 5 forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. And we'll do the Guru Yoga meditation related to Lama Tsongkhapa on page 22 of the Silver Prayer Book. It's on page 7 in the booklet. As soon as Geshe-la sits down, so I won't announce the page or anything, and then after we finish, he'll probably start chanting the Refuge of Bodhicitta prayer, which is on the base sheet right under the 2 stanzas we just read, in case you didn't know. And we'll be using this text, the Great Treatise on the Sages' Path to Enlightenment. And my sense is that we're on page 97. We're going through the 7 limbs, and I think we're on confession. Does anyone want to do the foundation of all good qualities? Okay, so if you don't remember, or, you know, you can look on page 33. No, that's not it. Let's see. 31, thank you, in the Silver Prayer Book. I don't know where it is in the booklet because I don't have the booklet with me. But okay. The Foundation of All Good Qualities by Lama Tsongkhapa. The foundation of all good qualities is the kind and perfect pure Guru. Correct devotion to him is the root of the path. By seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth, when once, is greatly meaningful and useful to find again. Please bless me to strengthen the mind that unceasingly, day and night, takes its essence. This life is as permanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma follow. Finding firm and conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful, to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsaric pleasures is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Please bless me to prevent strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Let thy pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teachings is keeping the Pratimoksha vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all other migratory beings. Please bless me to see this, train in supreme bodhicitta, and bear the responsibility of freeing migratory beings. Even if I develop only bodhicitta and I don't practice the 3 types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to practice the bodhisattva vows with great energy. Once I have pacified distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the supreme Vajra vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows and samaya. As I have become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pledges like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to realize. It's never separated from the Guru. And I enjoy the magnificent Dharma. The qualities and the stages of you who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight, supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to three vows, I have created from beginningless time. From the bottom of my heart, I regret and firmly confess them all individually. In this time of the five generations, you strove for many listenings and realizations, and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. and the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect pure gurus, from below the clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings or the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa, to shine forever. Now, if you have the silver book, if you turn to the bottom of page 26, and we'll read the five-line prayer. Let's see. And if you have the booklet, it's on page 12. And we'll do 21 of those silently to ourselves, and then I'll chant the 21st ones out loud. Mi me te we te chen chen de zi mi me kien te wang po jang te yang gan chen ke be tu. Now turn to page 34. I think it says dedication at the top. Yes. And we'll read the second stanza. And the booklet's on page 21. In all my life, through the victorious one, Naman Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious
Tu danso ki chonam la, jan tu badu dani kyab suji, ta ki chen yengi pe se nam di, to la pen tu sangye tu parsho. Tu danso ki chonam la, jan tu badu dani kyab suji, ta ki chen yengi pe se nam di, to la pen tu sangye tu parsho. Tu danso ki chonam la, jan tu badu dani kyab suji, ta ki chen yengi pe se nam di, to la pen tu sangye tu parsho.
Good evening. How are you? How's your elephant? How's your elephant? I think it's getting a little bit better. No? Yeah, that's good. That's very good news. Yeah. And first of all, you know, thank you for coming to the class and showing the interest, you know, into this Lamrim teachings. So as a Dharma friend, that's what we do, you know. So something that I know, then I explain. And something that you will learn, then you know, you try slowly, slowly, through the baby step that you try to, you know, apply that into your day-to-day life practice. Well, that's how probably we are all going to be liberated, okay? So just think in your mind that you are here in this class, you know, this is very much, you know, right now it's very much emphasized on education. Educations, we are educating ourselves, you know, about these teachings, this wonderful teaching, Lamrim stages the path. It makes, you know, so if we can mix our mind with this Lamrim teachings, all the message in the Lamrim, so we'll get sort of a lot of benefit, you know, so life becomes has a more meaningful, and also you see, you know, you'll gain a lot of wisdoms. I think that's very good. So, and think that here we are studying like the essence of this, you know, this 84,000 scriptures that taught by Shakyamuni Buddha. So many of them, you know, so all of them you see here, all the from right to far left, all these books, you know, it's all these books taught by Shakyamuni Buddha, mainly to help us to, you know, overcome from our negative mind. Oh, that's the whole point. So Lamrim, then, you know, it's not just one negative mind. If there's one negative mind, probably don't need all of that. There's many, many different kinds of negative minds. So we need many, many different types of therapies, not just one, you know, thousands of different kinds of therapies. Because, you know, it's quite hard to mute this egoistic voice. You know, so we need to build more wisdom voice. Showing interest to studying these books, you know, so that's good things. This is not just good. So believe or not, you know, so having this opportunity to study Lamrim, you know, that's from the Buddhist point of view, that's really like very, very rare. It's not just rare, it's very, very rare. It's very rare. So each one of us, believe or not, the karma has been created. You know, some lifetimes karma has been created. So it's now continuing, you know, continuing. So this is the essence of, you know, the essence of the 84,000 scriptures they taught by Shakyamuni Buddha. Okay, so here you are studying that. So then after, you know, studying Lamrim, then we will ask what kind of practice I should do, that we all know what kind of practice we should do, okay? So, very, very happy that the explanation is totally based on this books. So from here, there, you know, so I may remember some other message from other books, and I would, try to, explain according to the sections of the Lamrim teachings, okay? So then I think, I'm not sure when we are going to finish. So far, looks like we finish out of 700 pages, we finish, looks like how many, 30 or something? 54. That's good news. We are moving forward. That's good news. So then after that, when we finish this, I'm not sure how many will be there here when we finish this. If some of you are still here, so then we'll, talk about, how to do Lamrim meditations. Okay, Lamrim meditations. How to do Lamrim meditations. So this question, that is for Wednesday night class, I think. This is for Wednesday night, I think so. It's not here anymore. How and why does mantra purify karma? I think this is for tonight class. I'm not sure. Okay. So, very hard to prove. Purification, there's something that, you have to feel in your heart. Okay. And the first of all, please ask each one of us ourselves and ask this question, do I believe in purification practice? According to Lamrim teachings, reciting mantra or then meditating on the ultimate truth, in this case emptiness, reciting sutras, then building holy objects such as, stupa, temple, purification practice based on the mantra, purification practice based on, holy object, purification practice based on, meditations, which is, meditating on emptiness, purification practice based on the recitations, sutra recitation, things like that. So now, according to Lamrim teachings, that if you are having dreams, taking showers, climbing the mountains, going on the mountains, then seeing sunshine, seeing the monks and nuns, and seeing your teachers, then also like dreaming about something throwing up or something like that. That's if you are having this frequent dream of that, so that's sign in the dream that indicates that the purification practice is working. Okay? Purification practice is not working, it's working. Working. Like that. So anyway, one has to visualize, one has to visualize the space before you. Whatever object there you are visualizing, space before you, then you have to be honest, sincere, with deep regret towards that anything, negative speech, negative thought, negative physical actions. You have to bring that up, then take full responsibility, look at very closely, build strong regret, and just visualize that you are telling them. So, that's the first process we have to say. If you cannot say in front of people, then you go to the forest and just visualize, you are telling everybody, just visualize. The reason I'm saying that one of the king in Tibet called Lang Dharma, so it's a kind of evil king, so he really destroyed Buddha Dharma in Tibet. So it says, so I'm not sure, that somehow, according to history, that king has horn, yeah. So now you see that there's it's really not Tibetan traditions. some 20 people talk when they go like this. The sometimes they, you know, how is it, they stick out their tongue like that. So now people is like that. This kind of looks kind of not good. Doesn't look good. So I never did that. Anyway, so there's certain part of, mainly from central Tibet, not from eastern Tibet. Eastern Tibet people are like Texan. They are very direct, you know, they're like horse, they're like guns, you know, like that. The central Tibet people, they are more polite. You can't really read their mind because they are external, they are kind of polite. So that part of the Tibet, central Tibet, called the center. Long time ago. You mean long time ago? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably too long time ago. anyway, so, sorry. So, anyway, you know, so that time, that's the reason why, you know, people have this, you know, hair, you know, so most of their hair is kind of what you call, they put some kind of, you know, like a bunch of string, red color string. Yeah, a bunch of string they put together, ribbons, yeah. But it's like, there's a lot of string together, it's not like this, you know. So, yeah, a lot of thread together, or colorful thread, there's a bunch of them. So then they, you know, like, mix with their hair. So mainly men, you know, so then they kind of put their hair there. If you have horn, you cannot see, you know. So that's why, that's when they visited, so you have to show that you don't have horn. That's why they are doing that, you know. That's indication that, you know, there's no horn. So then somehow the people, they think that's a part of the Tibetan culture. I don't think it's a part of the Tibetan culture. It doesn't look, first of all, it doesn't look good at all. So anyway, so then after that, you stick your tongue out. If you are doing some kind of voodoo practice, black magic practice, usually those people, they have, you know, some kind of mark on their tongue, some kind of mark in the middle of their tongue. So they are, you know, that's why you are, you know, you kind of like, how do you say, stick out, you put your tongue out like that, you know. So that clearly shows that there's no mark, so that you can go in. So now, you know, there's some old books you can see Tibetan people like. So there's, you see in the bottom, there's kind of like culture. It's not a culture. So that's why, you know, at that time, you know, so that you are saying that, you know, I don't have horn, I don't do no voodoo practice. So then they, you let in. So now less and less people do that, you know. So now still, if you go to Tibet, that part of the world, still very much, you know, people do that. Anyway, so that king has, according to history, the king has horn, this evil king, you know, he really, you know, almost root out Buddha Dhamma from Tibet. No. So then one lady, I think somehow saw the horn of that king. But you can't talk about that. If you talk about that, you'll be executed. So then, you know, somehow that woman get very sick, very, very sick. Whenever go to see, there's nothing wrong in the physically, there's nothing wrong. Went to have consultation with the one Lama. Then Lama said, okay, Dad, you are hiding something. You're hiding something. So you need to, you know, spit it out. So then, you know, at that time, you can't tell any people, human beings, you know, that's like then that's going to be, you know, like, that's very risky. You can't tell any people. Lama said, go to the jungle, you know, just find one bamboo, and the whole shout, just visualize that you are telling everybody, just shout, that, you know, the king has horn in, I saw the horn on the king's head, something like that. After that, you know, so then she recovered. So that is, you know, like, the point behind the story, you know, the confessions, in the very beginning of confessions, you tell. Kind of interesting, pretty much, you know, Christian church. Do you go, you know, they sit there, you know, then there's like some window, then you cannot really see the face very clearly. So then you say, you know, this exactly, you know, so first, initial stage, you have to tell. So, you know, so then I think it's important to visualize that you are telling, you know, you are not brave enough to tell the people, but you have to visualize, you know, if you are visualizing space before you, Tara, Shakyamuni, Buddha, whatever you're visualizing, you have to sincerely, genuinely, you have to, you know, you have to say, okay, I'm telling you, you know, what is this, what is, I did it wrong, that one. So then build strong regret, so then reciting mantra, whatever, it will help. It's all done in the mind, so that you will, you know, interesting, you will feel good, you will feel good of doing that. You don't feel bad about, you know, doing that. So that's, you know, that's the good news, you know, so that, you know, usually when you bring up your negative things, you don't, you know, like that. In this case, you are very sincere, genuine, and you are about to do something. So then after that, why you feel bad, you feel, instead of feeling bad, why you feel good? So because all this process, in the end, and you feel good, you know, so that you kind of, you know, purify, okay? So I think it's important, so you need to ask question to yourself, can I purify, you know, can I purify? Okay, so then, yeah, according to Lamrim teachings, of course, you know, reciting mantra will purify, okay? Purify. Then the sign in the dream, if you're having frequent dreams about what I said, you know, so then there's clear sign that, you know, you are purifying, okay? Did it. Then, so where we stopped last Wednesday?
On confession.
The confession, we stopped the confession?
Yeah, so that's where we started.
This is all done on a voluntary basis. Done on voluntary basis, okay? So that... So memory will be there, you know, long times, you know, long as the brain is, you know, functioning. We are not trying to erase the memory, but that memory comes with the pain. So we are trying to get rid of the pain, not the memory. Oh. So, so that means each one of us, you know, if you really think about, you know, so. Maybe I want to purify something, so then simple faith is not good enough, so we need to do something, you know, recite mantra. According to, if you have faith in Lamrim teachings, then you recite mantra, you know, do something, like, we need to do something, you know, something for that. So then, of course, the four point. Fourth point, you know, it's important to remember those 4 points, okay? Out of those 4 points, the most important thing is regret, okay? You don't say guilt, I regret, you know? Regretting towards something negative is good regret. Regretting towards something positive, that's negative, okay? Regretting towards something negative, that's positive. Regret can be, you know, either can be negative or can be even positive. So regret is important. So then after that, from now on, you know, today, maybe, you know, tomorrow, you know, I will try all my best not to repeat this again, you know. So then if you can do that tomorrow, so then logically it doesn't make sense why you cannot do 2 days, you know. If you can do 1 second, there's no clear indication, there's clearly proof that you can do, you know, 1 minute. But it all requires more than faith, it needs reasons, okay? So purification. All. So, monastery, so we have, you know, confession prayers twice a month, every month. So here, so since I came here, so I missed that last 15 years, I'm not really, you know, like they can't do because it has to have 4 months, otherwise it can't do. So anyway, so... So monastery, every month there's 2 confession practices, you know, there you go there. that you say all your vows, and you say everybody says their vows. There's, in our case, there's 253 vows that you go through each of them. So then, same, you visualize that you are telling everybody. In ancient time, you have to stand up. You have to stand up, then you have to tell. Okay, I steal this and I did that. I did in front of that, you know. So then, cause problems. You know, then they, you know, that there's some shift took place. So then, right now, then after that, you know, so after that, somebody will come to your house and ask you, and you're supposed to tell that person, you know. So then, the person will, you know, that person will stand up in the compassion practice. They say, oh, somebody from the south direction, you know, you don't, they don't say name. Somebody from the south direction, you know, did this and did that, that, that. Somebody from the eastern direction, you know, somebody from this side, you know, did this, 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 this. So then, you know, this side, there's many people, so you don't know. So then, you know, so that also somehow, you know, that also, then, you know, that also changed. So then, you know, then nobody comes, you don't stand up. Nobody comes to your house. Probably people are looking who's going to whose house. Number. So then after that, you have to, supposed to tell the person in the conversion practice, person right next to you, you're supposed to tell him. So that become problem. So now then, visualization. So we are going to do the same thing here, visualization. Okay, you visualize. They are telling. Took another punishment, you know. And the reason behind that, you know, there's like sickness of corn shell. They call sickness, actually it's not really disease, but you know, they just call disease of corn shell. That means when you blow the corn shell, if something is stuck inside the corn shell, you can't blow it very well. So then, you know, that whatever is stuck in the corn shell, it has to blow through blowing the corn shell. You blow again, then eventually, you know, it will blow away. So anyway, so we try our best, okay? That's what we can do. So don't, you know, being perfect. I think being perfect, mentally being perfect, will take, you know, some time. Then we have to be patient. Okay, so with the patience, the time, the practice, and things will change, you know. So the elephant is now, I say, sometimes good. Let's say most of the time is good. Anyway, so slowly, things will change. Slowly. You used to be very, very angry persons. Very, very angry. Small things doesn't require big things to make me angry. Very easy. So I thought about, and I read Lamrim, I read Guide to Buddhism, blah, 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 read, I thought about it, you know, so then now, you know, so it changed. There's something, you know, change, you know, so now I don't get angry right away. It takes me quite a while to get angry. Before, second, I'll just bust, you know, so and get angry. So right now, I think. So there's progress, you know, there's progress, okay? Slowly, what do you call baby step, you know, slowly. Three step forward, four step backward. I think that's good. At least there's three step forward. Then, you know, just only backward, that's no good, you know. Few step forward, you know, more step backward. I think that's okay. That's how I go. We go here, come back, then we go a little bit up further, then we put. So slow. Okay. So there's practice, you know, that you can do. There's a number of different purification practice. So, also, I think one thing, if I talk like that, we are not going to go forward. If I don't talk, then I feel like there's something, you know, something important is missing about the compassion practice. So, you know, it's not just in this Blumbin book. Say, visualize, imagine, same thing, right? Same thing. you also have no song. Song, that means just imagine perfect world. Imagine there's no, so I don't remember all of that. No, there's a song that's called Imagine. So some of you remember that in that song, you know, they say something message, you know. So that's the same like visualization. It's not saying visualization. So that's the kind of fancy word. But, you know, just imagine, you know, imagine sitting there in front of all these holy beings. Imagine that you are telling all your native this, you know. Imagine, if you are saying mantra, imagine that the light, you know, emitted from that holy beings, you know, towards you, purify all everything, sick, physical sicknesses, mental, you know, negative things, all comes out, you know, comes out. That like the form of, you know, black smoke comes out, everything comes out. Not like this, you know, steam, everything has to come out like that. And goes down, you know, to the ground and then disappear, then become, you know, crystal clear. So somehow, you know, not just one time. If you just do one time, I'm not sure how much, you know, benefit you get. But doing that daily basis, you know, doing that sincerely, genuinely, not just pretending, sincerely, genuinely, you know, having some level of faith in those, you know, practices that are taught by how to purify negative karma, taught by, you know, those great masters, and having some faith in that practice, then if you do that sincerely, genuinely, somehow it helps your mind, okay? And next time when you remember, the pain is less, there's less pain. You know? But memory, whenever you remember, there's less pain, you know, because you sincerely. So that's what the purification practice is, okay? Just visualize that. So regret is, no, as I said, regret is necessary, regret, you know. If you hurt somebody, then you sincerely apologize, you know. This also kind of, you know, here now in the modern world, that you don't have to show your face. You can write email, you can tweet, that's all, you can have to show your face. Like, you know, so if you fall down on the ground, then you have to stand up, depending on the ground. So similarly here, if you hurt somebody, you know, so I think you remember that the tragedy that took place, you know, like the Sandy Hook, and there's not just after that couple of incidents. So they're interviewing people. So they're not talking about Lamrim, you know. So they're, the one young lady that she says, you know, if you want to say something nice, better you say now. You shouldn't wait, you know. So then, because what she, in general, what she is saying, you know, like, you never know, there's thousand different ways we could lose our life. Thousand different ways that we could lose our life. All of a sudden, have no any clue, going there, somebody comes with a gun, shoots, you know. So then she is really, her message is for us, you know. If you want to say something, you say it right now, you know. If you want to say that you love somebody, you say it now, you know. If you want to apologize now. So that's, you know, so that's why you, these kind of things, you don't postpone, or, because when it's come down, you know, like the, I don't want to get too jittery into that, but, you know, you understand what I'm trying to say, you know. So, today, after the, I think about it, about confessions, okay? So if you have some questions, then put it here. So like this, then I'm more than happy to answer. Oh, yeah. So then, Chadavala Chuji Shepa, now the fourth one is called Rejoice. So here, so from my side, I make sure that I read every word in Lamrim. So that's, I think that's important, you know, important. So, so we, Samula, we finish the confession. Oh. So just, you know, yalla. So now the rejoicing. As I said, prostration is direct antidote. So we are here learning this Lamrim, and we are going to share. You are going to share whatever you learn. You are going to share people. You know, maybe after 1 year, there will be a new group of people who is showing some interest into Lamrim. Then you share. Okay, it's very important. So sake of that, you know, we are here learning. So now the prostration. You know, prostration is the direct antidote for pride, arrogant. Oh. Chobaje, the offering, no offering or no offering is the direct antidote for stinginess or direct antidote. Shakwa, conversion is the direct antidote for negativities. No? Okay? Jesus, we are here now, rejoicing is the direct antidote for jealousy. Jealousy? All right. So let me read something here so from this Lamrim book. Jesu yinawa yala ne cho ju njawa shebe sije chik desu. If you are looking at the King of Prayer, you know, there's elaborate seven-limb practice is in the King of Prayer. So if you want more elaborate than King of Prayer, then you go to the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, chapter number two, there's extensive, you know, about rejoicing like that. Choji Jawa should be seated. So Choji Jawa, Lamla, would you mind read? Is there, what do you call?
I'm for protectors. Oh, that's...
Just, you know, rejoicing. Choji Jawa said...
Force and all merit, whatever it may be, all the conquerors of the ten directions, conquerors, children, Pratyeka Buddhas, those with more to learn, those with no more to learn, and all ordinary beings.
So anyway, what do you think about rejoicing? Huh? That is good? Huh? Yeah, all of them are very good, rejoicing. When everything goes smoothly, you know, so there's no problem, then, you know, it's like not much remember our Dharma, right? So then there's something goes wrong, unfortunately, no Dharma. There's no Dharma. Huh? So now, say, when you're about to get jealous, so then this will help, rejoicing, no? When you're about to get angry, the patience will help. If somebody's annoying you, if you have patience, your mind is not going to get disturbed. If you have no patience, your mind becomes very vulnerable. Vulnerable doesn't require much. You know, if you say somebody, you know, just sometime, you know, it doesn't need to say anything, you know, just look, you get so angry, you know. So now it's very, very important, including myself, you know, opportunity to practice patience, opportunity to practice rejoicing, opportunity to practice, you know. These are all opportunities. So then each and every opportunity is, you know, carrying some kind of blessing. Remember the definition of blessing is to change, right? That's the definition of blessing, you know. So there's different way to express giving blessing. Some people, you know, Tibetan tradition, they people touch forehead to forehead. Some people put their hand on somebody's head, you know. So some people, actually the definition is to change. When you say bless your heart, you give something, find something, you give somebody, then they say bless your heart. When you finish, there's a blessing, you know, that means change. There's a risk that you may, you know, lose, how is it? People, they say when they sneeze, you know, there's like, when you sneeze, according to Buddhism, that moment that you are experiencing subtle consciousness, but believe or not. But unfortunately, not being aware. So that moment we are experiencing subtle consciousness. All the consciousness now we are experiencing kind of growth. It's come with all the kind of stories. The subtle consciousness is like clear sky. There's no stories. There's no stories. Just pure. There's no stories, no just not much conventional stories there, you know, that's just so we experience. So that naturally that we experience, you know, all of us, time of the death, everybody experience the subtle consciousness, you know? So that's why I think when you sneeze, they are worried, you know, that you are experiencing subtle consciousness. Generally speaking, the time of the death, you know, you're experiencing that. So that when you sneeze, but that's really short, I think, like, somebody who's very healthy, when they snap finger, there's like 65 moments that you count. One snap, there's 65 moments. So maybe one moment probably, you know, experience, for that one moment you experience consult the consciousness. Anyway, so bless means, you know, change. You're going to change, you know. So every event, you know, it's not easy, but, you know, it's difficult, but we should not live, you know, it's difficult, you know, it's going to be not going to be easy, it's going to be difficult, you know. Practicing patience is not going to be easy, it's been difficult, it's going to be difficult, it's difficult now, it's going to be difficult, you know. Like, it requires some effort, you know, effort. Okay, here, rejoicing, Jesus, you know. Chuju jawa siji ji, kansa ngabu ti gyewe pyunye chuni, uwe te nye bada gawa kumu, uwe te nye bada gawa, kansa ngabu ti gyewe pyunye chuni, uwe te nye bada gawa kumu. It hears, lama chokwa sayings, rejoices like, you know, like, almost like finding some wealth. If you found some money on the ground, you're not kind of happy, like, you know, like that, you know, finding some, you know, something like finding that makes you really happy, you know, something like that, you know. When you rejoice, you are supposed to have this kind of feeling that you found some jewel, something, you know, something precious, okay. So, if you feel that, then, you know, that will keep you, you know, rejoice again. So, see, the way we see, the way Mother Teresa see, you know, if you see, when you go to India, if you see somebody laying down on the street, very dirty, you know, all disgusting looking, smells so bad, what we see, the mother don't see. What mother see, we don't see. You know, what Mother Teresa see, we don't see. What we see, Mother Teresa don't see. Same human beings, you know. So mother, you know, I think I have faith. Mother Teresa will not lie, you know, for no reason. Mother has no interest in power, positions. Mother has no interest. Her interest is totally to protect the poor. So when she sees those people, she's seeing there's a precious gift. She's felt like she found kind of, you know, precious jewel, like that. So saving, you know, life for Mother Teresa is the more important thing that she can do. You know, besides that, she's not interested. She has no interest. like that, you know. So why was that? You know, so the same human beings, you know, same human being, two eyes, two ears, two hands, two legs. Why is it happened like that? And you know, it didn't happen one night. It happens, you know, through practice, training, you know, retreat, you know, all kinds of things, through slow, gradually, you know, and that's what happens, you know. It takes time, okay? Like that. The Kansa Ngabu the Gyewe Pyunye here, you know, that five different individuals have been listed. So now, here, we have to be practical according to His Holiness Dalai Lama. So whenever you see somebody wearing nicer clothes, somebody get promoted in the job, so, you know, you don't get promoted, but you have someone else get promoted. So, if you really, you know, think practically that, you know, getting jealous, it means destroying yourself, believe or not. Getting rejoicing, that's, you know, the good things. So that's the kind of time that we, you know, should rejoice that. Even though you don't think like, oh, I found precious jewel because my Now, my workplace, there's somebody I don't like them quite well, but that person get promoted. So when you hear that, I think it's quite hard to feel like, oh, I found a precious jewel. So that at least, this is here, rejoicing. Okay, so that's how you rejoice, okay? Rejoicing. So the direct antidote for jealousy, rejoicing. That means being part of their happiness, rather than being enemy of their happiness. So then it's not good. So this is very brief, so that's all they said, so we should move on. So the second one, so then requesting the truth and the will of Dharma, okay? So Samala, can you please say this one stanza?
Who have reached Buddhahood, which is without attachment, return to peerless
feeling. If you are equal, then you have this sense of competitions. If there's something that's better, then you get jealous. If something's lower, then you look down. You look down on them. This is all not good. It's not good. It's not good for the humanity. It's happening in the family, it's not good. If that's happening in the community, it's not good. If that's happening in the country, it's not good. It creates a negative atmosphere. It creates negative atmosphere. Somebody's doing better than you, then you get jealous. And somebody's equal, then you have a very strong sense of competition. If somebody's not doing well, then you look down on them. So that's no good. Somebody who's not doing good, you have to show compassion. Somebody's doing equally good as you, then rejoice. If someone's doing much better than you, you rejoice. That's like making healthy choice. Okay? When it comes out of your mind. But making unhealthy choice like looking down, abusing, saying that you don't know anything. Then physically, then it's not good. It's not good. So that's why rejoicing, practice of rejoicing is important. Isn't it? So did I interrupt you? You finished the reading? Oh, yeah. Let's go. Then, So actually, requesting, for example, in our case, requesting, as I know, Tibetan, so they will request His Holiness Dalai Lama to live longer, because he guides all the Tibetan people, or he advises us, and he explains, importance of, pursue non-violent path to reach some kind of, resolutions between China and Tibetan, Chinese and Tibetan peoples. So it's everything that he does for Tibetan people is leading to something, it is leading close to something, something that's good for everybody, not just for Tibetan people. It's good for everybody. Temporarily, down the road, there will be not, ill feel towards each other's, so that's why. So we very much, request, through prayers, through letters, then we request His Holiness to be healthy, to live long. We want Him to live long, because then ask Him to continuously guide us, teach us. Same idea, okay? Same idea. So that's like requesting teaching. So then the last one is that means continuously give advice, throughout the world, not just Tibetan people, how is the as like a give the speech on the like fundamental human nature, you know, about compassion, loving kindness, forgiveness, you know, religious harmony, all this, you know, that's His Holiness commitment. So we want Him to be continuous, you know, to do that, you know, every corner of the world. So they're same like this, you know, requesting Lama to teach, you know, the Lamrim, you know, continuously, because here, there, we do get some benefit in our minds. So because of that, okay. So now the last limb, you know, it's like the requesting that person to live long life, okay. Nyange Dadeshi Vesija Chideshi, can you recite the word, the stanza?
I supplicate with palms joined in prayer those wishing to demonstrate their final nirvana. Please stay for eons equal in number to the particles of the universe in order to bring happiness and benefit to all.
Oh yeah, Choju Shinzo Nyangela Dada Sultima Namla, Nyangela Sultima Dua Namla, Puxu Pemba, Negapsu Dewa, Chibi Chido Shingamji, Dutranji Tandani, Kawa, Nyangi Mindawa Shuba, Lupadu Nibaji, Soa Deba also. So obviously, you know, nobody can, in our generations, you know, like 110 then finish, you know, so then nobody can live longer than that. So that, but you know, there's auspicious reason to request to police, you should be, you know, you should be here till end of the samsara, but that's not going to be happen. Probably we are going to end before the samsara ends. So there's a reality, but you know, there's auspicious, how you say, signs, you know, there you like say, when it comes down to good things, this is all about, you know, taxes, you know, big. Everything has to be big, you know, when it comes down on, when it comes down on good things. Everything should be big, you know, big. When it comes down on negative things, then everything should be small as possible. Small as possible. Oh, that's the Lamrim, we have, you know, teaching. So that completely the now seven limb practice, okay? Prostrations, direct antidote for pride, arrogance, so that was Shiva, offering stinginess, you know, making offering stinginess, direct antidote. Confessions, negativities, direct antidote, negativity, rejoicing, jealousy. So then any negative karma that's been created, you know, not respecting the Dharma books, you know, all this, you know, that's the direct antidote for that, the negative karma. So then any negative karma they created towards, you know, the holy beings, lamas, teachers, you know, that purifies, requesting them to live long time, okay? So then lokta, the dedications, there's the last one, it's called dedications. Okay, sorry, now that will complete seven limbs, there's one more limb left, okay? The last one is called ngowa, dedication, you know? That is like wrong view, the view that, oh, you can say whatever you want to say, you can do whatever you want to do, you know, you can steal money, so that's okay, fine, doesn't matter, you know. If somebody's not stealing, being very honest, doesn't matter, that's that, you know. So like that, actually, like, action doesn't have result. You can do whatever you want to do, something like that. So, or like, you know, steal. Make sure that nobody knows, you know, when you steal. So there's, you know, free money, so it's very good. So you just... like that, you know, so it doesn't matter, you know. So then, say, oh, the Lamrim, oh, that's another headache. You don't need that. It's another headache. Dharma practice, oh, that's extra headache. Why you do Dharma practice? There's no reason. Deep down, you have no happiness at all. Deep down, but you say things like that, but deep down, when you put your head on the pillow, at night you couldn't sleep because you remember, you know. So that's why fundamental human nature, goodness, you will remember. So that, you know, then is you don't feel good. You don't feel good, even though you say things like that, you know. So, and I don't believe, if somebody say, I have no compassion, it's hard to believe. How you can believe? Like, that's hard to believe. You know, you get that. anyway. So like that, you know, that's the wrong view. The wrong view, that's no good, the wrong view. This all, then, you know, that's why there's a reason this song, imagine there's no religions. The reason. Religion just means to help people. If there's religion itself, not even religion itself, but people who are very, very unfortunately, so then, that becomes kind of like the cause for the suffering. So that's not good. So it's not, that's why I said Sunday, it's not a shortage of religion. It's not a shortage of constitutions. It's a shortage of altruistic attitude. Altruistic attitude. So that's what is needed. So when you go to Whole Food, I think Whole Food are the people who go there. Generally speaking, people who have money, they go there, right? Whole Food. Because everything is quite expensive. That's healthy food. Healthy food. So when you go to Whole Food, it doesn't look like everybody's very, very happy. Physically, so I'm not sure, but mentally, that doesn't look very happy. So anyway, somehow, that you see this, I'm not here trying to tell you that, what I did, so that's, I'm just telling you here what I experienced. I'm not saying, oh, I did something very, very wonderful. So I'm just sharing your experience. So when you go to Whole Foods, you buy some lunch, So then you look for the tables, outside it's cold, you look for tables. Almost every table is occupied. That means if one table could hold six people easily, that was designed for six people, three there, or maybe at least four or something. So you walk around, everybody, most of the table, one person sitting there, maybe two persons there. And you see, people are walking around, going back and forth to just to look empty seat. So, so somehow there's like, I'm not sure what is that. It's not really fear. It's like kind of like that you not willing to share, not willing to, there's no willing to share, maybe it's fear, or I'm not sure what it is. So, there's one young African American guy sitting there. So, I told him, really sit there, I sit there. He's eating there, so there's all the bench full. So I said, really sit there. So, then we sit there, then we had good conversation, we talk, so then, he said, you are good people, good people, good men. We are simply looking for seat. We are simply looking for something to sit down. We are not being trying to be good people or the bad people. We simply just looking for seat. We sit with him, humans need humans, I think. So somehow, like that, it's not just that, the couple of chairs, there's only one person. So we talk, and he said nice word to you, then you say nice word to what it costs. It doesn't cost any money. So you just say something nice, this is something nice, So then that the whole, this how is the social gathering is not planned, it just happened. It happens in a nice way, and it ends with a nice way. you think, is this the whole food? The people to come there to be healthy food, And how many of them probably thinking, I'm not judging. So this is the circumstance, why we are having difficult to share, why we are having difficult to ask, to share. So why we are always looking for, let's say, when you go to park, some of the people say, it's very nice because nobody's there. Is that true? Because this, I'm not criticizing, because there's something needs to be changed, the people drive, as I said many times, why there's so many people, it's Saturday, so people should stay home. Why some, and that doesn't count, you are there, that's okay, that's fine. But other people, that's the problem. So your card doesn't count, you are fine. You know, even in Sajid day, you are fine. But you are telling other people, Sajid day, they should stay home. So you know, we do that, including myself, we do that all the time. So you know, we need to really think, you know, sort of like, it's kind of isolated, we kind of in development, we kind of slowly we box ourselves. You know, so like, we talk. I think probably we talk more than we do. You know, but we, through technology, we talk, you know, we meet people. But slowly, I think somehow, not just physically, mentally, people kind of become attached to that, you know. So then everybody's trying to ignore everybody. That's kind of sad, you know, it's kind of sad. So there's like and having difficulty to say, just to say hello, you know, to share, all these things. So sooner or later, I think we need to know, because His Holiness said we are social beings. You know, we survive the care of our parents. You know, we don't survive in the middle of nowhere. We survive with the families. So now, slowly, I think something that, you know, we can do, then we do. You know, we can change other people. You know, they have their own mind, so we can change their mind. You know, we can change their view. Their philosophy, their view, their way of life, you know. But we can certainly do something that we can do. So I was, you know, like kind of heartbroken. I don't go out very much. I go out once in a while, you know. So I don't go every day. I don't go. So most of the time I don't go out. So sometimes then I go out. So anyway, so just, you know, did nothing, really nothing. You know, then other person appreciating, you know, the sharing. And, you know, saying all these things. So the people that clearly indicates people miss people. People miss eating with people, you know. Then, unfortunately, some people take advantage. So then, you know, there is also, on the other hand, there's a reason why people are more cautious, you know, more sensitive, you know, not just sentient being. So now we become like a more sensitive being. Not just sentient being, we become sensitive being. So then, how's the... so careful about, you know, what I should represent myself, you know, the best, you know. When I at home, I totally trust them, I don't have to do that. I can yell, I can scream. That's very unfortunate. The people, you dearly love them, you dearly love. So you know that person's not going to hurt you. You know, then you take advantage. Then you say the next thing, you kind of, you know, show anger. But when you go out, then you are really careful, you know. So that's like, as the saying in Tibetan, so chijam nangzu traveka. Travasa, you know, to remember the animal that, where that has inside the animal, one part of the animal organs. Outside is very smooth, inside is kind of rough, where they store all their product. Especially the cow. That, you know, it looks like when you flip out, it looks like kind of like it's kind of like rough. What do you call? Outside it's kind of smooth. In India, you know, the people eat that. You know, they make like they fry with the chili. You know, they make it very delicious. Called treba. You call treba. Stomach. I don't know. This is a, Anyway, the inside is kind of rough. Outside is very smooth. Yeah. Anyway, so maybe you can easily find them. You Google them. Google them. What do you do? You go there home. You Google. Anyway, it looks like outside very smooth. We call this treba. Treba. Probably stomach. I think stomach. Chijang nangzu trebeka. So time to time, then you see in the National Geographic Channel the animal they're eating. Then you see the stomach is coming. All the grass comes out. All the grass, if they're eating the cow, then in animal in the wild, all the grass just comes out. So anyway, sorry, kind of disgusting, but you know, I think sorry because I think this is important. That's outside is very smooth, inside is kind of rough. That's called if somebody's being so nice outside and looks kind of peaceful, gentle, when the home is kind of like really wrathful, very angry. So that's what we call chapa. That's like you are like stomach, you know. Qijiang outside very smooth, very gentle, you know, well spoken, well mannered. But when you get home, you know, like disturb everybody happiness. That's called qijiang nozu trabeka. That you are like that stomach, outside smooth, inside rough. That's what you call. So that's why, you know, time that I think, because, you know, I'm included, not excluded, I'm included, you know. So for me, it's very easy to lose patience with Gijisampo. So I know Gijisampo is not going to hurt me. So I think I can tell Gijisampo, you know. So, and, so then when I go out, you know, very, very careful, you know, like that, something like that. So anyway, so, I'm not sure why I'm saying this. So the dedication, no dedications. So this wrong view, you know, wrong view is this is the kind of wrong view. So that's dedication is a direct antidote for those wrong view. Okay, dedication. So that now completes has a similar practice. So let me read this bit here. Someone please would you mind read that stanza about the dedication there?
Merit I have accumulated, however slight, from obeisance, self-offering, confession, rejoicing, imploring, and supplication, I dedicate it all to enlightenment.
Whatever that merit has been created following this above six limb practices, whatever merit has been generated, that merit, the merit that has already been created in the past, merit that's creating now, merit that's going to create in the futures of mine, Lamula, Chokula, everybody here, you know. So then you just dedicate them, dedicate to, you know, well-being of all sentient beings. So that's the best way to dedicate, okay? When you're not looking at something, you don't want to change your shit. You don't want to change your shit. You don't want to change your shit. 대다 칙 대다기 주 고와 절라 이 신도 그 제치 대다기 주 고와 절라 이 신도 많이 뭐 답이 지게 때 맛이 되잖아 손을 못 받는 거지 뭐 if you are follow this civilian practice if you are seeing verbally if you follow them each one of them slowly with some kind of you know thinking and that become very good productive meditation you know thinking slow, then it's become the productive meditation, okay? So then you created the merit. So now, when I say merit, so you understand? So that's why this discussions on the Sunday about happiness is very important because you know, everybody's looking for happiness. It's very important what is the cause of happiness. According to Buddhism, the cause of happiness is merit. So now merit, the three draw, body, speech, mind. How then you create merit? If you say something nice, something beautiful, something gentle, then you create merit. So that becomes the cause for happiness. If you are thinking something good, how look at that person, how beautiful, the hair, the clothes, and that all thinking good, even though that person has negative side, you choose to look at the positive side. You choose not to look at the negative side. So then, that's also merit. Thinking something good about you know, yourself, about other people. This all comes down from this, as I said, the negative things, negative speech, negative thought, negative action, that's the last thing we need. We don't need any of those. That's the last thing we need. Why? It's not because of the religion, because of the happiness that we are looking for. So these are all causes. Some of them itself is suffering. Some of them become the cause for suffering, so we don't want that. That's the last thing, regardless whether you're believer, not believer, Buddhism, not Buddhist or not Buddhist. That's the last thing we need. You know? So we don't need any negative. That's our goal. But you know, to reach that goal, it takes a long time. That includes everything. You know, everything. The walk, the clothes, the job, the hairstyle, you know, so like, or some people, you know, has no curly hair, they don't like. Some people has no straight hair, they don't like. People who have straight hair, they don't want to be curly. People who have curly hair, they want to be straight. People who have light skin, they want to be tan. People who are like tan want to be white. So now, where is the happiness? There is no happiness. Where is the hair of happiness? It's not on the straight hair, it's not on the curly hair. It's all happening, you know, in the mind. So, it's all crazy. It's all kind of sounds very much like crazy, yeah. So, then the one important thing, you know, as I said last Sunday, there are certain things, it's like campaign for happiness. It's not really, when you get there, when you get it, it's not happiness. So, I learned my lessons long time ago, now probably 6 years ago. So I bought one machine that chops onions. So now we have this Tibetan food called momo. So the Chinese people can get, you know, that something to start with the draw. So that, you know, in order to make that, you have to chop your onion very small. So you know, so then you can do that by your knife. You can do that. So one day I'm looking at TV, so they are showing something, you know, round. You just peel your onion, and you put it underneath that, just go like that. Then they just open, it's all, you know, chopped. I thought, wow, this is really, you know, good. So kind of fooled by the campaign for the happiness of chopping happiness. Kind of fooled by the convenience of chopping onions. So then I bought it, you know, so it doesn't work exactly the way they show. First of all, so it takes much longer time when you finish, you know, so then you clean. I use only two times. So then I end up using my own head. It's much easier. So there's, you know, there's a campaign. Campaign looks wonderful. But when you get that, it's a different story. So that, you know, really helps me, you know, like, you know, maybe, you know, the mind do wander, you know, something like, oh, maybe this kind of lifestyle could be more happier, you know. Your life kind of looks like kind of boring. This is all campaign, you know. So you have to think very carefully. When the mind starts to talk, you don't listen right away. You have to think very carefully what that mind is about to trick you, you know. Need more wisdom voice. That's why just egoistic voice always tells you something, you know. So now, you know, following now, so far we covered this sibling practice. So, and do that, you know, slowly, with, you know, some kind of, okay, like some kind of thinking. So then, you know, create merit, okay? So now, I'm not sure, like, actually, that marriage, you know, if you understand, marriage is the cause for happiness, okay? It's because why is cause for happiness? Tedana, chada, chobada, kuwada, soada, bada, yiranda, mani, tinja, sosoba, yina, so. So, first five limbs is accumulating merit, or creating merit. Shabani, gajin, jiba, joa, yirangi, cho, chik, rangi, jiba, chaba, gawa, gumani, rangi, jiba, pewa, joa, also, yirangi, cho, chik. Sharpani Gajan Jiva Jwasa, then the conversion, you know, is like purifying negative, you know, thoughts, and then its actions. So, Yirangi Chojik, the one side of the rejoicing practice is to rejoicing your own positive deeds, Gawa, Rangi Gawa Chabala, Gawa Gumba. No, so they say, okay, today, you know, in Nepal, you know, there's huge stupa. You know, when you go there every day, there's hundreds and hundreds of people that goes round and round and round and round and round. You know, like all kind of ages, you know, like young, old, and all kind of, you know. So there's a lot of foreigners, a lot of American students also, you know. Last time when I was there, the number of American students, young students, they're studying Tibetan there. Some of them can speak very good Tibetan. So they go round and round and round with this holy object, you know, the one we're building here. So then, especially from elder people, that you hear, you know, say, oh, today I had wonderful, you know, I say, they say, today is good day. So then you, when you listen to them, there's a today I circumambulated that stupa 108 times, you know. It makes them happy. But no, that's something they eat or something they bought, you know. That's, they're just happy. So they're, you know, able to do the 108, you know, round. So they are just, you know, say, this is good day. So you wonder maybe they are going to found something or they could bought something, you know. So it's not like that. So so there's kind of, you know, just some other human being telling you that, you know, they have good days. So that's, I mean, that's the merit. I think that's why they make them happy, okay? So, so then, you know, when you go to Dharamsala, when you go to the mountains, you know, Dharamsala, there's children's village. We have this, you know, children's village. So funded by the majority part of that, you know, whole school is funded by the kind, generous Western people, you know. So anyway, when you go there, then you go a little bit up there, there's mountains. On the mountain, you see nuns, monks, been there probably like 20 years, 15 years, 30 years, you know. When you go see them, they look pretty content, you know, pretty content, they look pretty happy. So they are, you know, like, felt like they are, they're, because of their practice, they feel like their life is very meaningful. They are taking essence out of this, you know, life. So they, you hardly hear they are complaining, you know, they, you hardly hear. And sometimes you kind of try to contribute them to say something negative. No, the, how come they, you don't have this? How come you don't have that? How come you can sleep? How you eat? And all this, you know, like, don't you get cold in winter time? There's no heat. Everything that comes out of their mouth is just fine. Just fine. Oh, I'm fine. I'm okay. You know, so I don't, I'm really happy. That's all you hear. You don't hear any complaints at all. You know, like, that's there like many, many years, many, many years. So, this, you know. So then you learn, you know, if the mind is really, you know, satisfied, content, then everything's okay. The mind is not okay, so don't, no matter, you know, like how much you have. If you have two cars, big house, they're always looking for something big, bigger and bigger, you know. So then something like that, after that, looking for, you know, maybe boat, vacation house, then not just boat, then that has a big boat, and the bigger and the big, and it gets, you know, out of hand. So then all this was, so marriage is the cause for happiness, okay, according to Lamrim teaching, you know. So now, the way, according to Lamrim teaching, the way we should dedicate our marriage is to dedicate to achieve enlightenment, to, you know, circum all mother sentient beings. So then you are going to have access to that marriage till you reach enlightenment. If you just dedicate that marriage to something in this life, when you get, the man is exhausted. So that's why you dedicate for, you know, for, as a, try to put in that bigger pool than rather the small pool. That's what's happening, okay? It's like, you know, one drop, you just put in the oceans, you know, that become part of oceans, you know. You see, just what you put is one drop. You know, where you put is ocean, you know. So the drop will remain there, the longest ocean remain there. If you put that drop somewhere else, you know, the drop may dry out, you know. If you put it in one, it's like putting one drop of water into oceans. This is your merit. They're putting that oceans. So then, you know, that will be there a long time. That's that's how, you know, merit, small merit get, has a conjoined with the bigger pool, you know. So there's so many other men, then, you know, then you have the long access. So, there was a negative devotion of the seven Juan and the nine Mizavasha. Then they mix the Mikba, Savasha, and the Mendeputi, then it was a Mendeputi. So, then after that, after the civilian practice, then you do mandala offerings, okay? Mandala offering, you know? I'm assuming that most of you here doing some form of daily practice. I'm assuming. So then, you know, then after the civilian practice, then you do mandala offerings. You know, that also I say, if you have any questions about mandala offerings, the Buddhist question goes to the two venerables, nuns. So you can ask the Venerable Chukyi and Venerable Hamala of mandala offerings. Idea here, I just explain you idea. Idea is, you know, just visualizing, you know, making offerings, you know, of the best of the best of best of the best of everything that this universe holds, you know. So then you, like, actual offering, imagine mental offerings, and you just imagine, you know, just imagine that you are making this, you know, like, wonderful offering mentally, you know, the physical offering, just making. So that's the whole idea of the mandala offerings. Hmm? So then, you know, there's some hand mudra like this, you know. So this, you know, the center of the universe, symbol of the center of the universe, or you can say compassion and wisdom through middle finger. So there are four continents and the center. Then there's you know, I'm not sure how important to learn this hand mudra. So, I just learned, I don't have class, you know, so I just learned looking at other people like this. So what you are trying to do is you are visualizing the whole universe. Now, if that helps you to visualize whole universe, if that becomes the distraction for the whole universe, then probably better put your hand here. Okay. So then visualize in the whole universe. You know. So then, you know, then you make offerings. So, Shinye na makubana da ni su zumba tseme paji chinchu loke lo na tata nyu du gabas. Gabata shinye la kubana dame tobe dame bide. And here what you're visualizing, you know, out of this, you know, merit, whatever, you know, disrespectful, you know, I've been created towards my teachers, and not just that, towards all living beings, you know, maybe it could be based on their culture, based on their tradition, based on their religions, based on their look, whatever disrespectful that I've been done in the past, you know, so I will, you know, purify that, okay? Then, you know, like, there's the misconception about the self. Self, you know, is completely kind of confused that, you know, not really know, like, what is self, how that exists, you know, how I define myself, you know, who am I? Do people ask those questions? When they ask the question, who am I?
You mean people who aren't Buddhist?
Really?
Don't practice Buddhism? I don't think they ever.
Anyway, including myself, we are all confused about when it comes down to finding self, identifying self, okay? Self, you know, sound kind of like, some people use the body, you know, that's not, there's no body, it's like, you know, kind of like, something else, then there's so many, you know, the research has been done in the 2,500 years ago. So anyway, so then just, you know, that, you know, disrespectful, being disrespectful for the, you know, teachers and everybody. So then not just that, you know, purify that after, you know, this sibling practice, mandala offerings, then not just that, because this happened right after the guru devotions, right? So then, not just that, then also this, you know, this misconception about how to define self, you know, and also purify that, okay? And that, then the self-centered mind, of course, self-centered mind, unreasonable self-centered mind, you know, so then gain all the, to try to purify all of them, you know, then not just that, all this wrong, wrong mind, you know, so say, when it comes down on, we do have, sorry to say, but you know, we have to admit we do have many, many wrong minds. We do have, so otherwise we will not be in samsara. Okay, we'll be not suffering. You know, so then, because we do have many, many wrong views. It's much better if somebody points out, oh, there your view is wrong. That doesn't quite sound good. Like, if you, through your education, if you come up with, oh, maybe this kind of view is maybe, you know, wrong, you know. So if you tell yourself, that's much better than somebody else telling you, you know. If you find out, oh, this could be wrong view. Oh, there's so many wrong views anyway. Then Lord Zanka, all this no wrong view, to purify all the wrong view, okay? Shinila, Cuba, and Dametobe. So then gain as a true, able to respect equally my teachers, all the living beings equally to respect. Oh, then able to understand the true nature of self. True nature of self, no, the ultimate truth, or the true truth, ultimate truth. All the positive thoughts, may I generate them quickly as possible and purify all these negative thoughts, misconceptions about self, about other people, you know, all this. No? Then purify all the obstacles, internal obstacles, external obstacles, or any then you know, imagine that, you know, again, not just one time, So, we'll stop here. So, the good news is, seven limb practice officially finished. Oh, yeah. So, I'm not going to talk about page. The page-wise, it's only one page. But, whole seven limb practice is now finished. Yeah, okay. I will say this two mantra, okay, so that will prevent untimely death, no? So, Om Dumsu, Om Amit, 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 Om Dums